Begin the current daven. Says it's even that kuf aleph. Begin on the base. Begin to taste the masal. Begins with the gemara. Maybe mafteach. It brings the key. Umanich biskuf and he puts it on the threshold, which Tosfos disagrees with the first version that Rashi brings. And explains that from this case you can't bring a proof that Rav Meir retracted, and Tosfos additionally proves that here we're talking about that the person standing on the threshold itself. The gemara brought a brisa. On the base, the gemara brings that sharigina with the gates of the garden, that if you have a gatehouse, then it's permitted, but if there's no gatehouse, then you can't open. Same thing was regarding stores that open to the Rishas Rabbim. If it's within 10 Tfachim, then you could bring the key and put it on the threshold and open that way. If it's above 10 Tfachim, then you have to put it on the lock. Now, Rashi in the first version writes that the next day you open it and you place it on the threshold, which Gemara later on explains that from here is where Rav Meir retracted from his halacha of Sharigina. And that is, he does not make the gzera of when you're standing in Rishas Aram that you shouldn't carry in the karmelis, because the threshold is a karmelis, and because it's 4 tefachim wide, not 10 tefachim high. And you take the key from there, and you're standing in Rishas Aram, and you bring it from there, from the threshold to the lock, which is also within 10 tefachim. It's from a karmelis to a karmelis. Rav Meir is not gzera that when you're standing in the street and taking it from the threshold and putting it onto the lock, you might come to bring it where you are. Additionally, the Gemara says, if the lock is above 10 tefachim, then you got to leave it on the lock. And tomorrow you stand on the threshold, and then you open and close it, and then you put it on the lock. Because since it's above 10 tefachim, it's Rishus HaYachid. So you can't take it from the threshold, which is a karmelis, onto the lock. Rishus HaYachid, rather, leave it on the lock, and you open and close it that way. Now, Tosfos brings the first version of Rashi. First, we're going to Rashi explains the Maha from this halacha that we're quoting in the Divi Maschil Tosfos, that when you have the threshold by the stores, which are low down, which as we said is a karmelis, and Rav Meir permits one to open up the lock, from here is medaktik, is where the Gemara infers the hod be Rav Meir misharigina. The Rav Meir retracted from what he holds by the garden gates, from the fact that he wasn't geyser by the here in this case, where it's not 10 tefachim high, he permits you to go ahead and open it. And below Gazalaim Bishasarami, it wasn't going to be the person who was standing in the street, Shalitata Bakamalis, that he shouldn't carry this in the Kamalis, because the scuba Kamalis, he can really come up. The threshold is a Kamalis, and the lock is within 10 tefachim, is also a Kamalis. And you see that although he's in Rishasarami, he's allowed to go ahead and manipulate it, not like what he said with the Sharagina, where we said that you're not allowed to carry from the garden, which is a Kamalis, to the lock, which is Rishasayach. And that says Taiz Ba'in Nirluri. Now, this interpretation of Rashi does not seem correct to the reader. And the reason for that is the mikan ein lechich. For me, you cannot prove why. Because the ikla okma, because you could explain this case of lamacher pesach v'noyel, that tomorrow he's going to go ahead and open it up. It's going to be an ali skupa. Not like the Rashi is saying it, that the guy's standing in the street. No, it's talking about that he's standing on the threshold. It's come that he himself is in the threshold, which is a karmelis, and the lock itself is a karmelis. So he's in the same domain, so there's no problem. And since Tosfos begins to talk about Rashi, you actually have to explain like this. Because the Ibrishas Aram, if you think like Rashi is saying in the first version that he's in Ibrishas Aram, my v'chein. So what are we saying when it comes to the case of the Chanuyos? We say, and also, the Mashma Dumin, the Hiddush Aragin, it sounds like it's similar to the case of the gates of the garden. Now the garden is a Carmelist, and the person standing by in the Carmelist. And here you're saying that the guy's in Ibrishas Aram. So rather, it says, it seems like to the read, Kamesh Agiba Kunjas Bipurusha, like Rashi edits in his commentary, that actually, no. The Mesif of Muchach, not from this first halacha, but from the next halacha, is obvious. The Hadabi Rav Meir Misharigin, the Rav Meir retracted the garden gates. Because the Ketani, the next case says, Lamal Meir, if it's above 10 Tvachim, the Manicha Beminil, then you put it on the lock, or the Mach Beseb Benayil, and the next day he comes and he opens and he closes it, which is the Chikoy Nami Liskupa, that he's standing on the threshold, but Havalei Mekamalis to Rishas HaYachin. He's going and he's opening it when he's in the Kamalis to Rishas HaYachin, because the Akach HaSkupa Kamalis, obviously the threshold is the Kamalis, because the Imak HaPtur, if you would think the threshold is an exempt area, I might start with Nicham HaFteich Bemidl, then why would you have to put the lock on the key on the lock? Yenichel B'Skupa, you could put it back on the threshold. Obviously, that he's allowed to manipulate the key, which is on the lock, in the area of the lock, which is Rishas HaYachin, but he's in the Kamalis. From that Allah is where we see that Rav Meir retracted, and he held that there's no such gezeira that he has as an halacha of a mishnah when it applies to a karmelis. So Tosfos brought that the first halacha of the gates of the stores, that the lock doesn't have a height of 10 tefachim, and that's a karmelis, and you could open it. So Rashi in the first version said that the guy standing in the street And from here you see from the fact that he could take it from the threshold to the lock, which both of them are Karmelis, but he's in the street, obviously Rimei is not Geyser by Karmelis. Because Rashi in the second version, and according to the Ri, knows to where the guy is standing on, from the Seifa, where the guy is standing on the threshold, which are Karmelis, and he's opening the lock, which is above 10 Tefachim, which is Shusayachim, we're not concerned, he's come to bring it back from to him, which are Karmelis. That's where we see that it wasn't Geyser by Karmelis. Tinnik says that the Masada that begins with the Gemara, the Kama. From the fact that it says V'chein Chanuyas and also the stores, Machlav, the Biskuba Karmelis, obviously we can see that the case of the stores, Toma, where the threshold is a Karmelis. Tracy explains, what's the proof from V'chein V'chanuyas, comparing it to the case of Sharagina, that the threshold over here in front of the store is a Karmelis? So this is because the V'chein Mashma, because by saying, and also it sounds like Dumi the Sharagina, that's similar to the case of the Garden Gates, which is a Karmelis. And therefore, you can't say here that the Seifa, by the threshold of the store, is the Rosh Hashanah, because the Yavi Skupa is Rosh Hashanah. If the threshold over here is Rosh Hashanah, Im Kain, Hoy Metal Rosh Hashanah, the Karmelis, then he'd be carrying from the threshold, which is a Rosh Hashanah, to a Karmelis. But when he's taking the key from the threshold and putting it back, and that's forbidden according to everyone. And therefore, we'll have a dim in the Shaygin, it wouldn't be similar to the case of the garden gates, where the Asibichai Gabna, where there we said that it's forbidden when it's taking from even rabbinically prohibited area like a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, then we have to say over here that when it's within 10 Tefachim, that you're allowed to take it from the threshold to the lock, is obviously because it's taken from a Karmelis to a Karmelis. Tinnik says the matzah begins with the Gemara in Chaykin. We don't carve out. And Shais explains, we said that the Machlok, also what's Machlok Jermaine Rabbanan? Yes, it's higher than 10 Tefachim, but it's less than 4 Tefachim, but there's room to carve out. So Tesis explains, so according to the Rabbanan, the Havamalkim Batur, they don't hold that you don't in Chaykin, we don't say you carve out, so it's an exempt area. Now, based on this, says Tesis, so then the Hodakam and Manicha Biskupitz, and then why do you say that you leave it on the threshold? The same thing actually would it be that you could go ahead and leave it in the Rishus Rabbim, because a Mokum Tur you could take and carry from anywhere. Tesis says, you're right, they'll just tumble them into the Bakaka, but we can presume that it wouldn't be so protected in the ground of the street. Shemachal and Akhul, they didn't pick it, but you're right, based on the actual halacha, and the Rabbanan would be permitted even not only from the Skupa, but also from the street. Next to his master begins with the Gemara Bisim. He says, Isur Nagavoy, that they had originally treated as forbidden, and then Vatirulam, and then they actually said that it's permitted for them. It just explains how they allowed to do this. Where we have Machlekes in the Mishnah regarding this Nagar, if you're allowed to use it to close the door or not. So each one brought a story. Now, Yesi's version of the story was that no, they had originally said that it's forbidden, but actually, Mgulilan is a kingdom actually permitted for them. So actually, you see that it's actually permitted. And that is Tosef and Temeh, if you're going to say it, you have to take a second look. According to Yesi, that they had treated it as forbidden, and then they permitted, but Vamina ben Nadarm Perek ben Nadarm, we say in the Darm Daf Pei Alef Menav. Uba Perek Mat Vishon Agam Sokhan Daf Non Alef Men Alef, the Halacha, that Dvarm HaMetar. If there are things that are really permitted, but Vachem Nogabem Issa, but others treat as forbidden, the Atar Shalat Yom, if they not allowed to permit in front of them, so how, even though they if they were treating it as forbidden, how are they ultimately allowed to tell them that it's permitted? And that's a Tosef, what you could say is, no, the Heineke Shaden Shemutter. That halacha that's in the Dharma Psalm is only when the people know it's permitted. But they're stringent themselves. Oh, then, Shalayar Gila ben Eldon Lahakal, we don't want people to get used to being lenient in things that they make prohibited, before Lahatis, and then they might come actually to permit even those things that are actually forbidden. So if you're not permitted for them. But if they're stringent because of a mistake, of course, you're allowed to permit in front of them and tell them that the halacha is actually, like in the Mishnah, in Rabbi Yisrael's version, it's actually permitted, and if it's not a problem with the halacha. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara, keep pligi, when do they have this machlekes? And b'she'in nikla b'yegudai, if it cannot be moved with its cord. Rishai explains, according to which opinion is our Mishnah going? And that is, because we have this machlekes in the Mishnah regarding this bolt that has a glustra, a wide, large thing on the top, if you could use it to lock with it on Shabbos or not. And the Gemara said, it's talking about where it's ain't a nitl beikuda. Because if you could move it around with its cord, like a bungee cord, 7 degrees, the way Rashi says that if it's tied and it's hanging in this secure rope, so you can move it around with that rope, it's not going to get detached, 7 degrees is going to be permitted. Because it's obvious it's used for locking it. and therefore doesn't have a problem that appears like Bainu. Homachlekes says that the mouse is going on is when it's ain't to be good. Which Rashi says that it's very thin, tenuous rope and it would tear. So therefore you would say it's like just laying there and therefore forbidden. Whereas on every basis says no, the glistra makes it effective that it's like a kli and therefore it's not like bin. Now what Tais wants to explain is the difference between our Mishnah, which talking about a bolt that has the glistra, and there's a machlekes now Mishnah Blaz and Reisi if you could close with it or not, and the Mishnah later on that talks about Nagar HaNikra, regarding the bolt that's dragging, which is tied with the rope, but it's not hanging, it's dragging on the ground. According to the Chachamim, Yidal would go ahead and use it to close a door out of the base of Mikdash. And if it's laying there, it's also even in the base of Mikdash. According to Yehuda, if it's laying there, it's actually permitted in the base of Mikdash. And if it's dragging, but it's tied on, then it's permitted even out of the base of Mikdash. Now, what Tais is addressing is, we see in our Mishnah that both Tanoim, Relez and Yesi hold, that a bolt is forbidden to close with. Even Rabbi Yisi says permitted, is only because it has the glustra, which makes him to kli. Now that the Gemara explains that Machlech Jubal Ezra Yisi is only, as our Tais the Mouse is going on, in an itl begudai, which is, it's not a good rope. And if you can't move it through that rope, but if it would be nitl begudai, it would be a strong rope, then according to all opinions, you'd be allowed to close this, the door with this bolt that has this glustra. Which Rashi explains that, what does it mean? It's like it's not tied at all. It's like it's just laying over there. So according to Rashi interpretation, the two Mishnahs make sense. Our Mishnah is talking about by a bolt that's in it, meaning it's like it's just laying over there. So if it doesn't have the kalustra on the top, yeah, be forbidden to go ahead and close the door out of the base of Mikdash, according to the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda, who have their dispute in the later Mishnah. And the Machlik Jabal Ezra and our Mishnah is only, is it permitted just because of the kalustra? So therefore, the Machlekes Reb Lezer Yesi could go according to all opinions. But Taisis doesn't like Rashi interpretation. Meaning that in Nitl Baguda would mean that as if it's just laying there on the ground that Reb Yehuda would agree to. Because if that would be the case, then the Gemara should not have differentiated between Nitl Baguda or not Nitl Baguda. Rather should differentiate it if it's dragging, what's called Nigra, or just laying over there. That by dragging, we don't have the Machlekes. And when it's laying there, that is the Machlekes. So because of that, the Re gives a different interpretation and explains like this. Re explains. The Dafka Hacha, specifically over here in our Mishnah Shor, we say it's going to be permitted Mishum the Beresha Glustera, because on the top it has this pestle, this Glustera, Abbein Beresha Glustera, but if it does not have on the top the Glustera, might the Dasa, then even Rabbi Yisrael would agree that it's going to be forbidden. I feel a Kosher Bedalz, even if it's tied onto the door. And again, that's why we're picking specifically Nigra, not Munach. Because they hold like the Rabban of Rabbi Yehuda, but Nega Nigra. So again, it's not like Rashi that it would be according to everyone. First interpretation of the Riyah is, yeah, it would be going like Rabban of Rabbi Yehuda by the dragging a bolt that it's forbidden out of the base of Mikdash, even if it's tied on. And again, it's only permitted because of the glister. Or Yinami, second approach, says the Riyah. Sri like Rabbi Yehuda, and you could even say they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Sharb Nigra that says if it's dragging, it is going to be permitted out of the base of Mikdash. So why over here does Rabbi Lezner Bias required to have a glustera and it's not going to be sufficient just that it's tied on with a rope? Oh, because v'hocha ari b'kashub ibe didasha. Here that it's tied on to the door, it's actually onto the bolt of the door, the doorpost, not on the door itself. Ah, the Maidu Bihuda, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, b'she'in in itl begudai, that it would be forbidden if it cannot be taken with the rope itself because it's not tied onto the door, only onto the doorpost, because most of the time, it's obviously something more later on, that Rabbi Yehuda permits by a dragging bolt has to be tied onto the door. That's why now our mission requires that you have on the top a glustera, because again it's tied onto the ivr didasha, which is the doorpost. And since it's in a little bit good, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's forbidden to lock with that. It's only because of the glustera that's where we have the machlekes, it would be permitted because of that. Now Tais explains. Now that we're saying that, based on the second interpretation, that our Mishnah of the Glustra could be even like a Yehuda, so then we could say even more than this. As we continue on Kav Beis, Umasnit in Dele'el, the previous Mishnah of the Dele Sheba Muktzu, when you have the door in the backyard, Vadakan Sheba Pirtzo, those thorns that close up the breach, the Bois, Shehu Gavayim and Arts, that the Mishnah requires that they should be elevated from the ground. Now, what Tais is addressing over here, is he wants to say that that could even be like a Yehuda, which we're saying like him over here. Now, this that we require over there, that the door by the muktzah should be elevated from the ground and is forbidden when it's dragging. Yet here Rabbi Yehuda permits even by the bolt that's dragging, because over there it's in nitl begudai. Therefore, it has to be elevated from the ground, because if it would be nitl begudai, then if it was dragging and without a glustra, even by ibra the dasha, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's permitted, like we're saying from Agam over here. Now, what bothers Tesis is that since it's hanging and it's elevated from the ground and it's a strong cord, so that's nitl begudai. If that's the case, then why do you need to be elevated from the ground? But we said that if it's nitl begudai, Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted, even if it's not tied into the door itself. That's a Tesis near the parash, which seems to explain that Avgam diyochalam al dioisachel, although that it could stand, it could stay with that rope. But it's not considered that it can be moved with that rope. Meaning, if you want to move it from place to place through that rope, it actually would get detached. That's what we need to be able to on the ground at that previous mission of Asinamik Abiyuda. And therefore, that mission also could be like Abiyuda, the Kavasei Baskin, like him we rule. And because the Abinit will be good, because if it would be able to be moved with that cord, then you're right, a fellow nigger even would be dragging, but like glustra, they were not the glustra, a fellow cut to be with the dash, and they wouldn't be tied onto the doorpost and not the door itself. Not to be the permitted, and look like we're saying from the Gemara, but here, rather must say that it's not called nitl begudai, and therefore, again, even according to Behuda, the Allah would be, that's not valid unless it's elevated on the ground. So, Taisit had explained this machlech to Belegra and Risi in our Mishnah regarding this bolt that's tied on with a string, but we said that's not nitl begudai. The first interpretation of the Ri is that they're having this machlech regarding glustra that's tied on to the door, but it's ain nitl begudai. And that was the question, could you permit it because of glustra? But if it doesn't have a glustra, it's going to be forbidden because it's like the chacham who disagreed with Behuda by the bolt that's dragging on the ground. The second version of the Ri is that actually that it's even if it's tied on to the doorpost, and it's not nitl begudai, and the machlekes is that if it were permitted because of the glustra, but you're right, without the glustra it's going to be forbidden, that could even be according to Rabbi Yehuda, not just according to the Chacham, because it's not tied into the door itself. And the mission of the Dal Sheba Muktza could also be like this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's called eini nitl begudai, because although it's hanging, elevated from the ground, but so it could stay like that, but it would not be enough to move it from place to place, and therefore it's eini nitl begudai, and again, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it would require to be elevated in the ground. So we have all these Mishnayos that could be like the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda.